I'm getting this started. What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode. I apologize for not getting this out a lot sooner. I had a special guest that was coming on, so I was trying to coordinate time for them and myself to get on, and it just didn't end up happening. And then we ended up going to the Omaha Zoo, which is like one of the biggest zoos here in the U.S. And it was grand. It was actually a really big zoo. I wasn't expecting it to be as big as it was, but holy cow, it was really fun. So we went with my daughters, the whole fam, and a couple friends. And then so I've just been busy with all that stuff, and now getting things ready for my daughter's birthday that's coming up. So a lot of things have come in, and I just haven't been able to stick to the last couple weeks where, again, like I said, I have been trying to get someone in here so that way it's more of a conversation like. So I apologize. I want to make it very entertaining for you guys and have you guys enjoy all this time that we have when we discuss these horror films and things like that. And I just wanted to bring someone else in so that way you guys could feel something. The vacancy is still open. If you want to be a guest speaker, go ahead, hit me up. You can hit me up at Instagram, Geo_thoughts. You can hit me up at my email, geosavedra19@gmail.com. I will post all this information, again, on the details of this podcast. But, and to be brutally honest with you guys, it's just been kind of rough. I've been feeling kind of low on myself recently just because I feel like this is going nowhere. I enjoy this. I love watching movies, discussing it, whether they're horror films or any movie. And it just was hard for me to come to a realization that not a lot of people are listening to my podcast and not a lot of people probably even cared. And so it kind of hit me a little bit hard, motivationally speaking. But I decided to kind of break out of that and continue going. I've noticed that people have been listening to the other episodes that I've had, and so I'm very grateful that you guys have been listening to it. And so now we're gonna take this episode and start something, you know, start fresh, start going where we need to go. Now, I did want to let you guys know that I'm not gonna be playing catch up with the other episodes like I did in the earlier. Year, I am just going to continue on with what we have. Now, I may be doing many things, but I did also want to be more relevant with you guys, mainly because I feel like I'm watching a lot of horror films that have passed, that are kind of old classics that I know many people will enjoy. However, I feel like I need to focus on what's also coming out. So today, we will be talking about Cocaine Bear, something new that came out, and I'll be adding more episodes of new movies, new horror films that have come out in 2023 or anything that's sooner that we could discuss. And so that's just something that I'm going to be aiming for. And so without any further ado, I'm going to hit the theme song and then we will go from there. Okay, so welcome everybody to whoever's watching this on the video. I'm going to try to do both. I'm going to try to record myself, do the video podcast, right, as well as do the normal podcast. It's a little bit nerve-wracking to have both, but I'm doing it both. So anybody who's watching the video, there's a little mess in the back. My apologies. I'm sorry. I have so many things going on. My room's not going to be clean all the time, and I'm not going to be sorry about that. However, let's go into what all right. I thought, being 2023, we were done with idiotic horror films, right? The last horror films that we've watched have been pretty ridiculous, right? We can talk about Leprechaun. We can talk about My Bloody Valentine, the 70s version or 80s version. And they were just very ridiculous. They were meant... I don't think they were even meant to be scary. They had a lot of dumb humor. They weren't really set correctly. So I thought, okay, and it just had to be done by that. Now, fast forward to 2023. We get a new movie. A horror film, supposedly. And not scary at all. Dumb. And... and they say it's based off of true events, but it really isn't. Like, one portion of it was, the rest wasn't. So, this all deals with a bear that, back up. It deals with, around the 70s, or 80s, I believe, there was, there was a cartel who had to dump, to dump cocaine because they were about to crash or whatevs. So on the plane, they actually dumped it. And this is actually really true that it did happen around like Georgia and Tennessee area, like the mountains around there. So a lot of cocaine was dumped because they were crashing and things like that. And a bear did ingest cocaine, like it ingested a lot of cocaine. But the killing rampages, like in this movie, did not happen. Unfortunately, the bear actually died of an overdose, which, if it ingested a lot, it makes a total sense. Sad for the bear, because whatevs. But they really made a dumb kind of twist to it when it comes to this movie, because somehow the bear became addicted to cocaine. And even though it, like, chugged a hell of a lot that would have caused the overdose for any regular human being, and probably for the actual bear that did ingest it, this bear survived and craved it. And the only reason why it was killing, it was because the people had it on them. Not because it wanted to kill the people. It was mainly because they had the sense, or like the cocaine on their body, and then that's why it ate them or killed them. It was so ridiculous. I didn't think it was gonna happen, and I told my wife, hey, can you watch this with me? I feel like. And she was going to be the special guest. Unfortunately, like I said, we had a lot of things come up and we just couldn't get it. And we watched it together and it was just so ridiculous. There was nothing of fear. It just dealt with this bear who wanted the cocaine. These people who somehow found the cocaine and ended up just being at the wrong place at the wrong time, and somehow this bear having a great metabolism to be able to ingest so much drugs and still survive. And then the kids, like the little cubs, were addicted to cocaine. And I just feel like it was so ridiculously dumb. There was no real plot to this at all. It was just, hey guys, I don't know, like, I bet someone just sat down and said, hey, guess what, we have this true story that happened, but let's try to base it off of there. I'm not sure if it was aimed to be funny, because when you look at the trailers and all that stuff, it's supposed to be scary. I saw a couple, like, what do you call those TikTokers that I was like, maybe it's not supposed to be scary, because, we got some TikTokers or some Instagrammers, and maybe this is just supposed to be a farce. But I saw it where it's like, ooh, this is going to be scary. And it wasn't. It wasn't at all. It was really ridiculous. The way people died, the way the bear attacked, it just was so unrealistic. And at the end, they still survived. The drug dealer himself ended up dying because the cocaine spread on him. And so the cubs with the mama or papa bear, not 100% sure if it was a girl or a boy, ended up eating him alive, murdering him, and everyone else survived, right? And they just kind of left it like that. They left it like, okay, we're done with this. And then at the end, you see, like, the bears being very aggressive with, like, other people. Which didn't make any sense because the whole time, they weren't attacking people. They were just only attacking the people who were close to the drugs or had anything to do with the drug. And on this one, and then the last part of it, the people had nothing to do with the drug. They were just like, oh, look at these two little bears. And they, like, give a glare, like, there's a sequel. And I hope there isn't because there shouldn't be. There really shouldn't be. This is probably going to be, like, the most shortest podcast episode I'm ever going to have because that's how ridiculous this movie was. There is no rhyme or reason for me to ever give it any. I even stopped taking notes. I've normally taken notes, even with the dumbest of all the dumbest, which was Leprechauns 1, 2, 3, and 4. Even with those, I still took notes, and they were very ridiculous. But they had some, like, bit of humor. This was just outrageously ridiculous. I honestly had nothing else to write about. It just was very interesting. And I think the reason why they even put this out is because it was just one of the last movies of, what's his name? Let me find it really quick. I had it on me. So let me King Bear. Ray Liotta's, one of Ray Liotta's, I think, last films that he made. So I'm guessing to honor him and his work, that is exactly what happened. They just kind of released it. But I thought it was just very strange that they did that because, again, it wasn't portrayed very, very well. Like, it was just very ridiculous, that's for sure. And a lot of people ended up dying, and that's just how it was, you know. But it just had nothing to do with it. There was, you know, the cop who wanted to catch, you know, Ray Liotta, who was a drug dealer. You just had a lot of people that really, really got together and said, hey, we're going to make this ridiculous movie. Do you guys just want a cut? And they're like, yeah, what the hell? And they just did it. That's exactly how I feel. Like, I feel like I would have done the movie if someone said, hey, I'll give you $1,000 if you come and do this dumbest movie. And I'm like, yeah, what the hell? You know, like, I'll get paid for this. I feel like that is how it was, right? Maybe Ray Liotta got a little bit more before he passed away, and Kerry Russell, because these are big named people. Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who we all know as, I think, Cameron from Modern Family. And so there was a lot of, like, pretty good actors, but I just feel like it had no great plot to it other than, like, this bear got addicted to cocaine and somehow all these people made it eventually there to find the cocaine, and somehow that's why the bear's like, hey, that's my cocaine. It's my drug. Made no fucking sense to me, and I apologize for that. But it really didn't. It had no sense for it to continue on. And so that's what you got. Cocaine Bear, 2023 horror, thriller, whatever you want to call it, had nothing interesting at all. It ended with, hopefully, again, and I repeat this, and if you're listening to this podcast for the first time and you're like, man, this guy repeats this again, I have explained prior, I do repeat a lot of times, but it really should not have a sequel. I hope it doesn't. And if it does, it's because they're trying to get it. However, this could become a cult classic, because that's exactly how I felt with Sharknado. And I am not 100% sure if I'm ever going to watch Sharknado again, especially for the podcast. And if everybody's like, let's do this so we can talk about how like crappy it was, we can. But somehow Sharknado, that was like the crappiest graphics, the crappiest script, it was just terrible, somehow ended up becoming like a very cool classic that ended up getting like, I think like five movies. Makes no sense to me how that actually happened. No sense how that happened. But it did. So maybe Cocaine Bear gets someone who's like, yep, we want it, right? But for me, nah, hell no. It ain't gonna be it. This was a terrible movie. It had nothing to do with horror. It had nothing to do with even thrill. I think there was like maybe one part where like the bear snuck up that I was like, holy cow. But the rest of the times, it was very ridiculous of how the bear was sneaking up to these people. And it just, in the end, had nothing to do with the real story. This one, they couldn't sell this whole, like, based on real events. Like, the bear really didn't kill anybody. I checked all the news. I said, okay, this got to be true. Like, maybe he did get on some, you know, some trip, you know, some acid trip. Or you know, like, he got super high and was just like, yep, we gotta do this, right? And then all of a sudden, it killed people that were just randomly in the area. But it didn't happen. You know, the bear died. The bear OD'd. Kind of like what probably the reality is. And I bet someone was like, hey, this is a good story that we can do something with. And I feel like they just didn't do well with it. I feel like it could have been a lot better. I think it could have really dealt with a lot of more horror into it. But they had to add, like, the comedy part of it. So, I think that's where it kind of died. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of comedy horror films that work well with themselves. You know, is it Dale and Tucker versus the World? Or no, Dale and Tucker. But there's one that's also funny. And, you know, there's a lot of these other funny ones that have come in. Like Shaun of the Dead, Scary Movie. You still get some horror into it. You still get some fear, but you get some jokes, right? And Scary Movie was supposed to be always funny and parodying, you know, even the parody of what Scream was. But everything else, like when it comes to like those type of horror that are a bit comedy, the majority of the focus of it is the fear, and you get some jokes and stuff like that, and you kind of feel lively, and then you bam, you get hit. And even with the joke ones, that it just kind of happened. You know, Shaun of the Dead was exactly like that. You're just like, this is all funny, this is kind of low, and then oh my gosh, and kind of things like that. Well, this one, it was just like, holy shit, not again. This is so dumb. It was just ridiculous, and I'll bleep out those words, so don't worry. But that was it. That was it. I had nothing else to do, and like I said, I wanted someone else to kind of talk about it, you know, and we'd be able to discuss this, but I had nothing else to write about this. It was ridiculous, and I don't recommend it at all. So when you're looking at this and you say, should I watch Cocaine Bear here on Peacock TV? Don't. You're going to waste your time. I don't recommend it, so don't do it. But other than that, that's it for this episode. Like I said, it was very short because it was just ridiculous. However, for the rest of you, we're going to try to continue on with kind of the schedule that we have with horror films. But I am planning on watching Megan because that is also out and that's something new this year. I have planned to watch The Dead Rising. And a couple things like that. So I will be looking at watching the most recent horror films that are coming out this year. So that way I stay relevant for you guys, but as well as I'll bring some classics in there so that way you guys understand that horror films are just there. And if you guys ever feel like, hey, Gio, I know you love movies. Let's talk about, you know, a new movie that came out, like John Wick 4 just came out. I watched it, kind of briefly discussed how it was. We could discuss that too. But other than that, if you feel again like wanting to be a guest, let me know. It'll be really fun. You can just choose a movie. You can say, hey, Gio, let's watch this movie. And I'll say, awesome. We'll watch it. Then we'll discuss it. We'll do this whole thing. Sweet. If you will say, hey, man, I want to be your co-host. Let's do this together. Yeah, man, let's do it. But other than that, I hope you guys have a great week. And I'll see you guys next time.